For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. The word impeachment has come this week to overshadow all political discussions, even here in Tennessee. And we will get to that. First, though, the Memphis elections are coming up next Thursday. Early voting ends tomorrow. Let's catch up now on where we are with political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. Great to be here.
Otis, we know that voter turnout is lagging behind 4 years ago. But let me ask you, why should voters come out? What's at stake long term?
Philosophically, where the mayor's race is concerned, there are three issues here. Do you want to go back to the past? If you do, you'll elect Dr. Willie Harrington. If you are looking into the future and want to turn local city government over to this young generation that's very progressive, that is activist-driven, then Tammy Sawyer's probably your candidate. If you want to have what we have had for the last 4 years, which, depending on which side of the fence you're on, growth, incremental progress, and trying to grow the police force, then Jim Strickland's your candidate. So that's the philosophical issue here is what kind of government do you want to see going forward, whether it represents the past, present, or the future?
So you have said in the past that this is Strickland's election to win. Do you expect any surprises at all on Election Day next Thursday?
I don't see a surprise where the mayor is concerned. I'm looking at all the city council races. I'm not sure that I'm seeing a surprise there. The incumbents have more money than their opponent, so I don't necessarily see a surprise there. I'm looking to see who actually ends up being the city court clerk.
And you have been advocating for someone who is not known to take over that position.
I'm advocating for the best qualified people. And as much respect as I have for people like Myron Lowry and Joe Brown, they have not shown that they have the qualifications to run this office. They don't have that.
Well, let's turn now to this idea of impeaching the president of the United States, but specifically on how our Tennessee legislators are looking at the matter. Let me ask you first, though. This is such a polarizing issue.
Oh, yeah.
If you were to bring just a neutral journalistic view to this, is there an objective way of looking at the issue of impeachment?
I don't think that there is an objective way, Chris. It's impossible. What I urge people to do is try to ignore the rhetoric coming from Democrats, the rhetoric coming from Republicans, and just keep your eyes on the facts. What actually happened, especially in this instance? And try to evaluate what happened, not through a political lens, but through a constitutional lens.
Well, let's look at where some of our Tennessee legislators stand. We'll start with the Democrats. Representative Steve Cohen from Memphis. Now, he's been pushing impeachment for almost 2 years now. He was among the first to do so. So he is certainly staking out a very partisan position on this. But I think for people maybe in the middle, it might be best to look at Jim Cooper of Nashville, who was hesitant about impeachment, but now he's moving toward it. What do you think his position says about the move towards impeachment?
I think that speaks volumes, because I believe Cooper is the closest one to looking at this from a constitutional standpoint than anybody else. Cooper is trying his best to keep partisan politics out of his decisions on this. And when he says, yes, it's time to at least investigate, inquire, hold these hearings, I think that speaks volumes.
So let's compare that to Republican Representative David Kustoff of East Memphis, who in a statement is calling all of these investigations just a waste of time. And this is coming from a lawyer.
Well, not only is he a lawyer, he's a former U.S. attorney, a former federal prosecutor. You know, he fought against corruption when he was in the U.S. attorney's office for the Western District of Tennessee. So for him to turn a blind eye to any of this and to say that it's a waste of time, is reckless and irresponsible, you know, it's kind of suspect to me. His is strictly partisan politics on the side of Donald Trump. There's no doubt about that.
Well, as we know, impeachment starts in the U.S. House of Representatives. It ends in the U.S. Senate. It's a trial in the Senate. So let's take a look at our two state senators. Marsha Blackburn has called impeachment a breathless revenge scheme. But Lamar Alexander, who is retiring next year, says he's waiting for all the facts. What does this tell you about our senators?
Well, it tells you that we have one senator, the junior senator, Marsha Blackburn, who, like David Kustoff, thinks Donald Trump can do no wrong. Alexander, on the other end, you just made the point. He's retiring next year. He has no more elections to run. So I think he is taking the more cautious approach, probably the accurate approach here, and saying, let's just wait for the evidence to come out. I tend to look at Lamar Alexander here and side with him much more so than Senator Blackburn, who we know where she stands.
Well, Otis, we've reached the end of our time for our radio interview, but we're going to continue this conversation for our web listeners. I wanted to ask you about Republican Bill Hagerty. Now, he is the candidate running for Lamar Alexander's seat in the Senate. He tweeted recently, "I will always stand with Trump against the radical socialist agenda that seeks to destroy our conservative values." Is this what we have to expect from the future senator? And is this the voice of Tennessee?
Well, I mean, if you look at where the electorate is in Tennessee now, he might have the upper hand. But he is really putting his eggs in a basket that may not be weaved all that closely. Let's say, for example, that other damaging evidence comes out that forces even a few Republican senators to say, we can't take this anymore. It is not totally inconceivable that Donald Trump will be impeached. It could happen. Stranger things have happened. But for now, he's going with the safe bet. He's thinking that the constituency, Republicans in Tennessee, are going to be with Trump no matter what. That means they'll be with him. Trump will be with him. He will win the election, and we are off to the races.
In a recent speech, Marsha Blackburn said she had a town hall meeting with her constituents in Western Tennessee. That would be the area that includes Memphis. And she said that people in West Tennessee aren't really concerned about impeaching. They think that this is wrong to do this to the president of the United States. Do you feel that there is any truth to that?
Well, it depends on what people in West Tennessee she's talking about. If she's talking about people maybe up in Northwest Tennessee, which is David Kustoff's district, the 8th Congressional District, or people who are still in her district, that little narrow stretch, you know, that was gerrymandered for her to get her out of Shelby County. There probably are some people there who technically live in West Tennessee, but I guarantee you it does not include anybody in Memphis. It probably does include a lot of rural West Tennesseans.
And why wouldn't rural Tennesseans care about impeachment? Or why do they think this is a witch hunt against the president?
Well, because I think they have bought in to whatever Trump says, I have to agree with. They are not paying much attention to all media. They pay attention to what Donald Trump says, to Fox News and Rush Limbaugh and Trump surrogates. And so if you only pay attention to that, then that's the information that you're getting. And you believe that Democrats have been out to get this president from day one. Then, yeah, you will believe this and you will totally disregard what is clearly a troubling issue here by getting the president of a foreign country, the Ukraine, to investigate somebody who still is the leading Democratic candidate for president. They're just ignoring that, and it's because they are with this president no matter what.
Marsha Blackburn did raise the point in her speech. She said Democrats have been pushing for impeachment for years now. So is it possible to say that the early pulling that trigger by people like Steve Cohen gives them ammunition to make that argument, to say they just don't like the president, they've been trying to remove him from office, and now this is just another attempt?
Yeah, it's true that people like Steve Cohen, people like Maxine Waters, they have been talking about impeachment for the last couple of years, but they were not the top leadership in the House. Nancy Pelosi was. And Nancy Pelosi has always been careful about this, and it tried to tamp down any talk of impeachment. So I don't think that holds water at all. And they're conveniently forgetting that on the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated back in January 2009, Republicans were in a meeting saying, how can we make sure that this is a one-term president? This is our objective for the rest of this term. They're forgetting that. So this is partisan politics. I don't put much stock into that. Now we're at, this is an issue that comes directly out of this president's own mouth. He is asking the president of Ukraine to do him a favor right after the president of Ukraine says, I need to buy some more military stuff. And he says, well, I need you to do me a favor, though. Though meaning the condition that you do me a favor as to whether you get the military hardware that you need. This is directly out of the president's mouth. This is not coming from Paul Manafort. It's not coming from Mike Flynn. It's not coming from anybody else. It is the president, and that's why it needs to be looked into.
Well, all right. Well, this time next week, we will have the results of our municipal election and more, maybe even about impeachment.
Maybe so.
And that will be with political analyst Otis Sanford. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.